The Tulsa Club, when I was just a little kid, was in another building. It seemed to me it was on the first floor of a building, and I don't remember where. Then the new building was built, and it went over there. We lived on 27th Street, little house, 1222 East 27th Street, just a block off Peoria. And I had a pop stand, and Dad used to order Billy Baxter beverage. Did you ever hear Billy Baxter?
No.
It was an English bottle. Sodas, ginger beer, ginger ale, root beer, so forth. He would order it by the case and keep it in the basement. Where our pop was a nickel a bottle, this was 25 cents a bottle. So I used to sell it in my pop stand for the same price as Pepsi and Coke. And the guy across the street would come over and buy a case of it from me. Dad found out about that and about had a fit. I said, well, I thought you wanted me to learn how to earn money. I said, I was doing pretty well.
Where was the pop stand, outside your house?
Right outside on the street, 27th Street. Then I moved up on Peoria. Do you know Gary Cosby that owns White River?
Yes.
Well, he is just remodeling a house up there on the south corner. And that was a vacant lot then. So I put my pop stand there. And if you can imagine, I mean, with the traffic Peoria has now, but then cars would just come along and stop there on Peoria and buy pop, and I did real well there. You could buy a case of pop for 80 cents and sell it for $1.20. You know, that was pretty good profit.
But in the case of your father's...
Oh, Dad, I made a lot more on that.
But he bought it for 25 cents
a
bottle.
Oh, and I sold it for a nickel.
And you sold it for...
Yeah. So I was cut out of that.
It's interesting that this young boy of a wealthy background is outselling pop on the street.
Right.
I wonder if anybody connected those dots or knew who you were. Oh, I suppose they thought it was cute, probably.
He wasn't thought of as a wealthy person then.
Okay.
That was a small house in a small area.
So is that your first recollection then of making money?
Yeah, that's the first money I ever made.
When you were in high school, were you active in activities, newspaper? Were you an athlete?
I was editor of the newspaper at Cassia. I played basketball and football there.
Was there any particular subject matter then that stood out for you,
well,
that was easy for you or difficult?
Father Fogarty was the publisher, say, of the newspaper, so we were close friends.
Who was he?
He was an English teacher, priest. I never had a problem with any of the priests. I got along fine. People have asked me, did they ever try to, you know, influence you religious-wise? They never did. I understand now that everybody has to go to Mass in the morning, but I never had to. I mean, the Catholics all went, and I'd say when I went there, 10% of the students were non-Catholic.